Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, one more day of yours truly. Wayne Allen Root is on vacation until next Monday. My name is Lee Elsie. Welcome aboard. It is exactly 6 minutes after the first hour here. West Coast time, that would be 3. East Coast time, it's 6. In fact, the sun is beginning to set over my left shoulder coming into the studio. It's actually a beautiful sight here in Connecticut, broadcasting out again over the entire country on the USA Radio Network. Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing the buttons, making it a go again on the USA Radio Network. If you want to call in, again, we have so many different things we can talk about tonight. 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. We can sort of shuffle the deck and go all over the place. I'm sure that there are certain topics that you're probably sick and tired of hearing about. I would guess that's the case, right? But they're in the news. And if they're in the news, they're newsworthy, and we have to talk about them. Well, we should talk about them, and we should try to tackle them. And a couple of them, obviously one of them, is masks and COVID, and I'll get to that in a second. And, we have to get into that for sure. But there's another story that's circulating around that we talked about a lot today on the morning show, and one that is sort of falling through the cracks that, if we do have time today, we'll get into this a little bit as well, which is what's happening in Afghanistan. And my heart tells me that, obviously, I don't want any more of our men and women to die in that godforsaken rock pile over in the Middle East, right? And the idea of nation building is out. The idea of actually winning a war when you don't give the troops the equipment, the tools, or the, I guess, the backing to win. You don't give them the idea or a plan to win, and you hamper them with the rules of engagement. You make it really difficult to succeed again in that giant rock pile of forsaken hell of a place called Afghanistan. Okay, so I have to admit that I was on the side of let's get our troops out of there. But there's also a right way to do it and a wrong way to do it. And what we're doing, this rapid withdrawal from Afghanistan, and we talked about this today at length, is reminiscent of the fall of Saigon. And you're going to have people, when this is all done, you're going to have people who helped America, who were on the side of America, who were pro-America, who are going to get left behind, caught up, and eventually tracked down and killed. Because that's what happened in Vietnam, and that's what will happen here. Because the Taliban has already taken almost the entire country. I mean, province by province, city by city. They are now pretty much in complete control. As soon as we, when it comes to 9/11, which is supposedly our last day, that's it. And those people with no refuge are going to get hunted down and they're going to be killed. The people that actually helped us in the beginning and through this whole ordeal, they're done. So, you know, in a world where it seems that this administration is hell-bent on bringing every person from every part of the world to our southern borders without any idea whether they are sick, dying, diseased, or if they're equipped to be part of this country, if they have a talent to share with us, none of that seems to matter. Yet they want to let all those folks in. But when you're talking about people that were our allies in the Middle East, this country's turning their back on them. And I don't understand that. And again, Vietnam veterans, of all people, should be absolutely beside themselves because they've seen this happen already. They went through this. They watched as people were begging for their lives to get on either transports or helicopters or whatever piece of equipment that would get them out of Saigon and eventually out of Vietnam. And most of those folks were left behind, and most of those folks ended up dying. Now, I'm not an expert on this. I've had experts on the show explain it to me, and the look in their face when they talk about this is one of horror. So that's what's happening. And this is this president has no idea, it just doesn't have a clue, has no idea what's going on. In fact, he actually says Biden's assertion that it couldn't happen, the speculation about Saigon's rooftop, is something that Biden says cannot happen. It's just not true. We're going to get out of there and there's going to be nothing left. Now, again, trust me, I don't want to be there. I don't think we should. I think, personally, when the Taliban begins to, or has begun to take a foothold, I'm not a military general. I would just tell them, I would tell the leaders, what we're going to do is we're going to watch you from above. If you guys recalibrate and begin to, restart or start up your camps and begin to create terror in that region, we're just going to bomb you into oblivion. We're just going to level it. I'm going to take out the big guns, and we're just going to make it a giant pile of sand. That's it. Either act and get along with the rest of the world, or we're going to turn you into sand. I don't know any other solution to that. You can't nation build because they destroy what you build. I mean, we tried to build schools and hospitals. They blow them up. These people are insane. They're animals. They're worse than animals. And we've gone round and round on this. For how long? 2 decades. I've been talking about the Taliban in Afghanistan for 15 years, and it's as bad as it was before. All we had to do was say we're going, and bang, they're back in power. So you might think, they're eliminated. They're out. They're done. No, they're not. They're just living in their caves, waiting for the opportunity to reemerge. And now they are. So all of that wasted treasure, all of the wasted lives, can you imagine being a gold star? Having your son or daughter die in the dirty sand over in Afghanistan, and in the end, have it be for absolutely nothing. Nothing. Think about that. And the men who are listening to me right now who had similar experiences in Vietnam, you know exactly what's happening. When you watched your friend, brother, die in that jungle for what? What was the solution? What was trying to be accomplished? What did you accomplish? I'm not blaming the soldiers. God, no. You guys are heroes. But this is what's happening in Afghanistan. Every one of the heroes who bled and died over in Afghanistan, for what? What was accomplished? What was the end goal? What was the mission? What, to hold these guys down and keep them in a cave for 20 years and then let them back out? Carpet bomb the place! Turn it into glass! If they get out of hand, they start to regroup, drop the mother of all bombs on them. Okay, sorry, I sound callous. I get it, fine. But it's okay for them to rape and pillage and destroy. Because this is essentially what's going to happen. They're going to ferret out anybody who has any ties to America, and they're going to slit their throat. Now, is that okay? Is that humane? So I'm not supposed to talk about turning a place into glass. But on the flip side of that, it's okay to let them slit the throats of their daughters or their women, but rape them first. Because that's what happens. That's the wonderful world of Afghanistan. That's what we left behind. That's what we went into, and that's what we leave behind. So I don't know what the solution is, in all seriousness, but I know leaving like this is only going to cause a tremendous amount of heartache and pain. Now, if you don't care, if these people live or die, okay, that's fine. Because that's essentially what Joe Biden is saying. I don't care if the people that helped us, I don't care if you live or die, because we're going to leave. If that's your position, okay, then let's make that the position everywhere. Because that's an America first position, isn't it? Let's make sure we're okay. Let the world be damned. So let's make sure that all of us here in the United States, within the borders of the continental United States and Alaska and Hawaii, as long as we're good, screw everybody else. And if that's the mentality that we're going to have, okay, that means I want my, you know, border secured. I want to make sure that everybody pays what they need to pay for their protection, their security. I'm tired of all that. That's what Trump was doing. Let's do that. You can sign me up for that. I'll make that trade. But if you call yourself a humanitarian, wait till this thing is at the, you know, the final hours when women and kids are running towards transport planes and helicopters and they're going to get left behind. Wait till those videos come out. Wait till the video like the fall of Saigon, something similar to that, where there's a line of people trying to make their way to a rooftop to get a helicopter out and they all get left behind. But if you don't care about that, that's fine. That's the position, apparently, of this administration. They don't see it that way. They see it as unfolding in a different way. Like somehow, all of a sudden, the Taliban and the rulers in Afghanistan are going to become benevolent dictators and rule with, not an iron fist, but rule with, a bed of roses and flowers. And anybody who would help the Americans, well, we're going to give you guys a second and a third chance. Man, it's not going to happen. They're going to get their heads cut off. And it's going to be videoed, and you're going to see it on YouTube. That's all. It'll be, it'll be the terror reign 2.0. The second time or third time, actually, that it's happened in your lifetime. All right, my name is Lee Elsie. I hate to start that way, but that's the world we live in. I'm filling in for Wayne Allen Root, and we'll take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Here's the message Fox News doesn't want you to hear.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm coming to you with the most important commercial that I've ever done. All of you know what MyPillow and myself have gone through in the last 5 months in my efforts to bring the truth forward. Well, it's all come down to this. I'm having a cyber symposium on August 10th, 11th, and 12th. This historical event will be live streamed 72 hours straight on my new platform, frankspeech.com. You can help by getting everybody you know to go to frankspeech.com now. To help support this cyber symposium event, I am offering some of the best prices ever on MyPillow products, but they're only offered at frankspeech.com. Thank you and God bless.
When you go to frankspeech.com, use the promo code USA or call 1-800-951-8175.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American-made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine the discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, Wayne Allen Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards. Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or assetstrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
When it comes to the tools in your garage, it's all about lithium ion. Plenty of power, maximum efficiency, and a longer life. Introducing Novalift lithium ion powered forklifts. All the power and efficiency you need and essentially maintenance free. With the dramatic savings and overall cost of ownership, Novalift forklifts pay for themselves over time, and that increases your bottom line. Novalift, revolutionizing the material handling industry one job at a time. What's in your warehouse? Contact us today for a cost analysis at NovaliftNA.com/save.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Broadcasting across the country on USA Radio Network from Las Vegas, this is Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered. Now, back to the Warrior.
Remember that movie, The Warriors? I love that movie, man. That movie was great. I was thinking about that the other day. I need to go and just take a day. I think we all need to just take a day, right, and get away from politics, get away from the political correctness, get away from all of it. And pick like five movies and just go watch all five. Just sit down and draw the shades, put the dog on the lap, and just, you know, get the not if I was going to say VCR, what year is it? Get the remote working and, you know, watch five movies. I'm trying to think what would my five be. I don't know. I'm just doing this off the top of my head. But I remember as a kid, I used to love that movie, The Warriors. But then if you go back and you watch it now, it's kind of dorky. There's, you know, gangs that are dressed up as baseball players. If you've never seen it, you should see it because it's entertaining for sure. But anyway. All right. My name is Lee Elsie. If you want to call in, the number to dial in is 833-927-8255. That's 833-WAR-TALK. Christopher is waiting in the wings to answer those phone calls and put you right through to me. I get him here in Connecticut where it was like 100 degrees today and it's going to be 100 degrees tomorrow. Not that that matters to you, but I want to share something with you. In 1992, Venezuela became the third richest country in this hemisphere. In 97, they became the second largest purchaser of F-150s. 2001, voted for a socialist president. 2004, private health care is completely socialized. 2007, all higher education becomes free. 2009, socialists banned private ownership of guns. 2012, burn, baby, burn. Praise their American dream. 2014, opposition leaders are in prison. In 2016, food and healthcare shortages became widespread. if you remember, they were eating their zoo animals, which was a wonderful thought. 2017 Constitution and elections are suspended, and 2019 unarmed citizens massacred by their own government. It only took one generation of progressive leadership to plunge this country into an absolute chaotic civil war, and that's what you got. That's what you got. And if you look around, you look at what's happening, you look at the way this government is trying to seize your rights, man, isn't that eerily similar to what's happening? Man, we're the top dog, man. We're on top of the mountain, right? We could be slipping a little bit or wobbling a little bit or getting a little dizzy, but we're still the best. We're the beast. But it doesn't take a lot to kind of send you falling down that hill. Doesn't take much. Look at the debt. Look at the national debt. Look where we are. Look at the debt to service. Look how much money we owe. Look how it's going to cripple the economy. Look at the inflation. You ready to pay $5 for a loaf of $5? You ready to pay $10 for a $12, $15 for a loaf of bread? You ready to pay $15 for a gallon of gas? I mean, I don't think they're going to let gas get that high because I think we would revolt before that happened. But by the way, you see Biden is begging OPEC to open up the spigots. Is this guy the dumbest man on the face of the earth? He stops the production of a pipeline. He slows our own production of fossil fuels and oils, and you know, because he wants to make room for wind and solar and all of that. And in doing so, he has to spin around and, you know, basically beg again OPEC to produce more oil so the price won't go too high. I mean, it's just astronomically stupid what's going on in the White House. And every day is, you know, a carbon copy of the day before. It's like Groundhog Day. That might be a movie I watch, Groundhog Day. I like that movie. I'm trying to think, because tonight's that night that the Field of Dreams game is on. The Yankees are playing the White Sox. I know I'm all over the place here, but I'm thinking about movies for some reason. The movies are in the back of my head. I think the best baseball movie's got to be Field of Dreams. Although my favorite probably is The Natural. I do love that movie. But Field of Dreams, if it's not one, it's 1A. And tonight will be fun. If you're not a baseball fan, or even if you're not a baseball fan, you should tune in just to see the old-time unis and them play in the middle of cornfield. I think it's going to be fun. I don't know what time that's on, 8 maybe. I would listen to me, but maybe, you know, have that on in the background. Picture in picture. Or sound in sound. Something like that. All right. Once again, Wayne Allen Root will be back on Monday live and in person. And we'll cover some vaccine stuff and some mask stuff after the bottom of the hour. I do have a fun show today. So coming up in the second hour, I have him as a regular on my morning show, the great Colonel Rob Simmons, former CIA agent, former Vietnam veteran, or once a Vietnam veteran, always a Vietnam veteran, and also a former congressman, multiple-term congressman, is just one of the best guests you could possibly imagine. We've had him on a couple of times. Going to have him on again tonight, talk a little bit about mass, some other things. And then entertainer extraordinaire Robert Davi will join me in the third hour. All that coming up, ladies and gentlemen. Once again, my number, you want to call in, 833-WAR-TALK. You want to email me, LeeElseyRadio@gmail.com. All right, break. Bottom of the hour. Be back next. Stick around.
Would you like to breathe in freedom wherever you go? Now you can with the Amulet Shield. Based on space-age technology, the Amulet Shield emits positive ions and surrounds you with a forest-fresh scent wherever you go. Roaming big box stores, riding stuffy elevators, or waiting in long lines, the Amulet Shield hangs around your neck and runs 24 hours when fully charged. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Find the Amulet Shield at ProjectPillowTalk.com or call 877-289-7439. No, the Amulet Shield will not kill, cure, or heal anything except fear of not being able to breathe in freedom. So call or click today, ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. That's ProjectPillowTalk.com or 877-289-7439. Breathe in freedom with the Amulet Shield. Currently established federal laws that govern dietary supplements do not allow us to diagnose or treat any medical condition.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg. 212,672,000 illegal immigrants were encountered at the southern border during the month of July, a 13% increase over June, which was a 20-year record in itself. The numbers have gone up every month President Biden has been in office. And according to Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas, this is all the Trump administration's fault.
Former President Trump slashed our international assistance to Guatemala, El Salvador, and Honduras.
Mayorkas meeting with southern border mayors and judges on Thursday, plus receiving an operational update. Phoenix, Arizona is the fastest growing of America's largest cities. New figures from the U.S. Census Bureau show the top five largest cities are now New York, Los Angeles, Chicago, Houston, and Phoenix. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, coming to you live from Las Vegas and broadcast across the country on USA Radio Network. Now, back to war.
All right, it is 35 after the hour, depending upon where you are. It's either 3:35 out on the West Coast, 6:35 on the East Coast, wherever you are in the center of the country. You make up your own mind. That part. Allen Root, he'll be back again on Monday. So the phones are open, so let's grab a couple of calls. A couple of folks are on hold waiting for me from my home state of Connecticut. And let me see if this is Walter, 93-year-old Walter, Korean War veteran, wants to talk about Afghanistan. Walter, how are you, pal?
Yeah, greatly. Hey, it's good to hear you. Yeah.
What are you doing, man? What are you doing up so late?
Well, you're rightly, you know, I was going to bed, and then I heard you on the radio, so I thought I'd call in.
All right.
Yeah.
So listen, you fought in the Korean War, and you see what's going on with Afghanistan, how they're pulling out, leaving in a hurry, leaving those folks to sort of fend for themselves. What do you think for all that?
Yeah. Well, we went in the wrong country in the first place. You know, we should have gone into Saudi Arabia. I still say it was Saudi Arabia that was behind 9/11. And, where we started off in Iraq. You know, we invaded a country that was innocent of what we accused them of. You know, they were supposed to have the weapons there, what did they call them?
The weapons of mass destruction.
Of mass destruction, yeah. And so forth, and they hadn't. And then, of course, from there, we went to Afghanistan, which supposedly Bin Laden was there. that didn't make sense to me at all.
Yeah.
You know, and, to chase him around there where, I mean, we all knew that he came. He's originally from Saudi Arabia, and what was it, 14 or 15 of those 19 came from Saudi Arabia. So it only made sense to me that they were behind it.
Yeah,
and that's where we should have gone. And even to this day, I believe we should sue them for the cost of 9/11.
Yeah.
I'm sure we pay a lot of attorneys in Washington. They're supposed to have all these great legal minds and so forth. And we should have put them to work, suing Saudi Arabia to pay for that. And I really believe that.
You know, the other side of this, too, when it comes to Afghanistan, nobody ever goes in there and has any success. As far back as, time has been recorded, anybody who goes in there to try to conquer Afghanistan leaves with their tail between their legs. And that's what we're doing. I mean, Soviet Union happened to them. It's happening to us. It's just a pile of rocks in the middle of nowhere with a bunch of animals. I'm sorry. That's just the way I feel about it. It's not worth it. And it certainly isn't worth our men and women dying over there. I can tell you that right now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know?
Sure. I agree with you. You hit it right on the head. Yeah.
So listen, Walter. Before I gotta go here in a second. Before I let you go, so you're on stations across the country now. Walter, those of you who don't know Walter, he's sort of a ladies' man. So I'm sure there are a lot of girls listening to you right now in Las Vegas. You got anything you wanna say to them?
Yeah. Well. Yeah, I'm available.
All right, kid. I'll talk to you later. The great Walter. He is one of the best. Back to Long Island we go, where Chet is waiting. Chet, what's happening, my friend?
Hey, Lee. I wanted to ask about this story coming out of Ohio that I read in the Blaze. A activist judge actually handed down a sentence based on the culprit, the criminal facing charges. He would take the vaccine. He gets a shorter time
what?
In jail.
Get out of here.
See that?
No.
Yeah,
no.
Yeah. I'll send it over your way. I don't know if this is going to be something that they do or if this is a one-time thing. I would think that it's probably going to be more than once.
You've got to be kidding me with this.
Yeah, and I looked at it. I'm like, man, I said, this is just getting insane. From them giving you baseball tickets, to buying you liquor, you know, to shortening your jail term sentence. I mean, that's just crazy. And why is it so important for one prisoner to get that vaccine?
I don't know, unless you're trying to set some, you know, freakish precedent, like you said, and trying to make this be something that everybody sort of gravitates to. That actually sickens me. You know what I mean? You're going to go down that road. It's another sense of bribery.
Well, it's, you know, it's on and on with COVID. When do you think we're going to stop talking about COVID?
We're probably not.
Like worse. I know. It's crazy because it's so maddening, and it gets you to say, I think the reason they're doing this now is because they didn't get to where they wanted to go. They were testing the waters. They wanted to see how many of us that they could get to drink from the trough, and now they're going to do it a second time, say it's this Delta variant. Meanwhile, they're dropping off tens of thousands of illegals throughout the country.
Right.
And then Fauci said there's something even worse around the corner because of all the unvaccinated people. Now, the weird part about it, Lee, and I know you got to let me go, but in the Washington Times, there's a quote, and I forgot who it was. It was someone in the Senate that said most of the numbers of reinfected with the Delta variant are the people that got the vaccine.
Mm.
2-1.
Right.
I'll send you that article, too.
Okay.
If that's happening, you give us the vaccine, and we get the variant, so it's not a vaccine.
Well, not only that, but there's also that narrative whereby if you're not vaccinated, you're transmitting the disease as well, which now we're finding out is not true. A vaccinated person can transmit the disease as well. So you can remove all of us slugs who haven't gotten the vaccine yet, all of us, you know, derelicts to society, haters of the human race. You can take us out of the equation because you're passing this coronavirus onto each other. Vaccinated people are passed. And by the way, I said this morning, and maybe you didn't hear it, but I said, mark the time that I guarantee you, because today they said that people who are sick and immune compromised were definitely going to have to get a third shot. And I said this morning at like 8:10, I said, guess what? I guarantee you within 30 days, Fauci will come out and say the rest of the folks are going to eventually need a third shot. And the headline I just read.
I did hear you say that this morning.
Well, a headline out right now says, Fauci says, I quote, everyone will likely need a COVID booster shot. Another dose is coming. I mean, it's a joke.
It's the Third Reich. They're Nazis. There's no doubt about it. And if they're saying that immune-compromised elderly have to get these shots, I got to think they're trying to take down the surplus population, Lee.
Crazy. Check. I appreciate you calling from out there in Long Island. We're going to go to the wild card line, and we have no idea who this is. Hello.
Hi, Lee. How are you?
Who's this? Judy, how are you?
I'm doing great. I had Walter call you. Did he get through?
He sure did. What's going on?
Oh, great. I've been reading about Andrew Cuomo, how he's been in for 3 terms, and he only went into Albany Mansion 2 years ago because he lived with his girlfriend somewhere else in New York for the rest of the time.
Oh, wow. How about that?
Yeah, he was living with Sandra Lee for 14 years,
right.
And then they broke up. And don't they have to live in the mansion when they're governor?
I think in Connecticut, where we are, that's part of the deal. Like, you have to live in the governor's mansion, but maybe New York is different. I don't know. I'm sorry, I don't know the answer to that. But
yeah, because she was several towns away, so he wasn't even really in Albany when he was governor. But now I guess he's out and Kathy is in.
Yeah. Now, you've watched that whole thing unfold. I mean, you give me your take, Judy. What do you think? I mean, Cuomo just a bad human being?
No, all the politicians do that. There's very few that don't.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Very few. I remember when I worked in Westerly, Rhode Island, they came in there when I was in my 30s, and they were flirting all over me.
Is that right?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. There were a lot of them. They make the rounds of the malls, and they come into my Hallmark shop, and they were, really flirty, I'm telling you.
Do you remember any of the good lines anyone threw on you? What was the best line someone
Yeah, have you gone out
line?
For lunch yet? Do you need a ride home? all types of things. I was young and pretty good looking then, you know, tall, blonde, blue eyes.
Ooh, all right.
So it was good. But how do you like Walter cheating on me with the Las Vegas girls already, the showgirls?
Hey, it didn't take much, did it?
Didn't take much, no. I wouldn't have done that to him.
I know, because you're true blue. You love Walter to death. But, although I think he loves you back. He's just trying to play, be a little bit of a player, Judy.
But, Lee, do they have any Chippendale guys over there, the Chippendales?
I'm sure they do, Judy.
I'll go out with one of them, and he can go out with one of the showgirls. How's that?
I like it. Judy, thanks for calling in. I got to keep him brief tonight, though. We got to go to one more. We'll go to one more wild card. Who's this?
Oh my God!
The Lions are big, Rick Bella.
Who's this?
There.
Nah, I'm gonna let you go, man. You got a bad connection. I apologize for that. So try back. We'll give you another shot to call in. What were you saying, Chris? Were you in my ear for? Oh, Pat in Connecticut. Go ahead, Pat. What's happening?
How you doing, buddy?
Oh, this Pat. What's up, Lee, buddy?
So this is national. So this is big time for you. So,
right.
You know,
you're talking to the entire country, buddy. The entire. We only got a minute, though. What do you got? Go quick.
I'm gonna pull you off. I gotta bring you off the list. So listen, you and I are two to so many things, so alike. But I gotta tell you, I think you're a little off base on the vaccine thing. I do have to tell
you. Okay. All right.
And I love you to death. You know that, but. Listen, a woman could be on the pill and get pregnant. I mean, a person could have a vasectomy and get pregnant. I mean, people could have the flu shot and get the flu. It's not a perfect situation. So my daughter, I know you, one of the times I'll speak quickly, is the head of epidemiology for the state of Utah. And she slowly walked me through everything, tells me what it does, what it doesn't do, and everything else. And I'm not telling anybody to do it.
I gotta run. Listen here. I hope you can still hear me. I can't even talk. Have her call me into the morning show. I'd love to talk to her if she'd be willing to do that, because I'm not anti-vax. I just don't like to be told what to do. We'll come right back. Stick around.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, energizedhealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on. Any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on. You know you love your husband, and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge. Say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to energizehealth.com, energizehealth.com, and tell him that you are a whore. Buy one, get one free.
Hi, I'm Wayne Alaroot for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free. With an annual subscription, it's all at patriotvpn.com. That's patriotvpn.com.
Hi, this is Wayne Alaroot. As you may know, I don't often publicly endorse charities, but I am today taking the time to tell you about the Liberty Projects and their wonderful website, vetsandhorses.com. These guys are the real deal. Since they're veterans and ranchers, they know about vets and horses. The Liberty Projects adopts wild Mustangs from the BLM and works with vets to train the horses for service work like Border Patrol and Color Guard. Since they're a team of veterans themselves, they actually care about other veterans. They guide, support, and assist others through the maze of post-military paperwork. The Liberty Project's skilled team walks the path beside you to remind you that you are important because you are. Whether it's to volunteer partner, or make a tax-deductible contribution, visit these guys at vetsandhorses.com. They assembled a team, a venue, and an organization that helps both vets and horses. What could be more patriotic? There are so many great things about this Liberty Project's organization. I encourage you to check them out at vetsandhorses.com.
Raw and unfiltered.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered. Wayne wants to hear from you. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, more with War.
All right, everybody, we are back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, coast to coast. Christopher down in Dallas, Texas, manning all the buttons. Just a sort of a once-over, because I think as we were running out of time with our last caller, Pat, about me being off on the vaccine, I just want to clarify again, because sometimes people go and come. When it comes to radio, you hear, you know, a little bit of a conversation here, you hear a little bit of a conversation there. You're not, you know, locked in 24/7, and I get that. Life gets in the way of radio, although it probably shouldn't. You probably should just put your ear right next to the speaker and just sit there all day. That would be the best for me. But anyway, in all seriousness, I don't want to ever come across as anti-vax. I'm not. I've said it a bajillion times. Vaccines have saved billions of lives. I don't like to be told what to do. I don't like to be manipulated into what to do. I also, I'm just curious about all of the information with this vaccine. You can say that it wasn't rushed. You can say that they had it in the pipeline. That brings up other questions. I mean, if you're telling me that they were already working on a vaccine for COVID when they didn't know COVID was around yet, I don't quite understand that. That doesn't make a lot of sense to me. So, no, I'm not anti-vax. Never have been anti-vax. I don't get the flu shot, and I haven't really gotten the flu, and I wasn't planning on getting the COVID shot because I haven't gotten the COVID yet. So I'm not telling you not to get it. If you think it's the right thing for you, do it. And I just can't say it any simpler than that. We're going to the wild card line. Let's see who this is. What's happening? Who's this?
Hello, Billy and the Big Rig.
What's up, Billy?
Hey, 400 miles later, we're still talking the exact same thing.
I know. Well, what are you going to do? Where are you? You're driving around in the truck. Where are you right now?
Yeah, I'm back in Connecticut. I went to New Jersey. But I talked to you on the way out, but like, isn't it something down New York that's all they're talking about? I mean, they might be a little mixed in with
they're not even talking about, remember we were talking about this morning, how the election was manipulated?
Yeah.
That's not even a talk down there. All they're talking about is COVID, and of course the great governor. They're changing the name back to Tappan Zee, which it never should have changed.
Is that definite?
No, they're talking about there. It's serious. That's brought up. That's probably going to happen. They're talking about. But anyway, so just like I say, down there, it's all COVID. It's COVID everywhere.
Right.
It's just amazing. All right, my friend.
All right, kid. Well, I appreciate you checking in. Again, Billy in the big rig, driving that big rig all over the Northeast, calls from all these different places on the morning show, and now again has clicked onto us and clicked in tonight. I'm glad to hear from him. But we were talking this morning. And I don't know how much of this. I don't know anything about it because I can't watch it. I haven't had time today or yesterday to watch it. But a lot of folks are buzzing about this Mike Lindell symposium. And again, I can't really comment on it. I apologize for that because I didn't watch it without me watching it, which is, it wouldn't be fair to do it. But, you know, I guess from what I hear they took the $5 million bounty off the table. Is that true? If that's true, that makes me a little bit skeptical of what's going on. But I will go back and watch the highlights of that because it's interesting to talk about, and it seems like a lot of the people out there, you know, they want to talk about that, are focused in and trying to talk about that. Marvin, what's happening? We only got about 2 minutes before we hit the hard break, but you're up, sir. What's happening? All right. Ladies and germs, we are experiencing mild technical difficulties, and that means I just have to hum.
All right.
Hey, Marvin, what's happening?
What's up, Lee?
Not much. What's going on?
I'm on the river and having a picnic, eating some southern fried chicken.
Picnic, river. Are you on the water right now?
No, I'm on the shore.
Okay, I thought you said you were on the river. Oh, so you're on the banks of the river.
I'm on the banks of the river, yes.
On the banks of the river. Wasn't there a song that went like that? I think there was a song like that that went like that. What river you at? Where you at, the Thames?
Yannick.
Oh, the Yannick, okay.
I'm on the Yannick.
So what kind? Yeah. Are you homemade chicken, Kentucky Fried, Popeyes? Come on, if you're going to bring it out, what do you got? What's the details?
Popeyes.
All right. Popeye seems to be a very I never had Popeye's chicken.
Yeah, I was a lazy dog tonight.
Yeah. That's all right. Are there a lot of people out?
Yeah, we got a bunch of people picnicking down here and it's quite nice because the United States of America needs to get back outside, needs to get back active, and we need to get out of our prison cells, and I'm telling you what, the sooner the better.
Listen, brother, I am with you, man. I'm glad you're out enjoying it, my friend. Don't eat too much of that Popeyes, and I think if I eat Popeyes, I get more firm. But Marvin, thank you, brother, and I appreciate it and your patriotism. Marvin, a submariner who is a big part of the morning show, having a hell of a reunion here tonight. Some kind of a Thursday night Connecticut reunion. Yankee Doodle Dandy reunion. Okay. All right. Let us get to the top of the hour. We'll come back. As I said, coming up at the bottom of next hour, you're going to love this guy if you've never heard him. The great Colonel Rob Simmons will join me. He wants to talk about masks. And then in the final hour of the broadcast, if you've never heard Robert Dobby break down some of the things about the United States and patriotism, you're going to love that conversation. Great entertainer. Bond villain was in Goonies. All of that. That's all coming up in the next 90 minutes. Keep it here. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
81.